Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Conversation Week 2. We're talking with Tony Galzin here in just a moment. Want to tell you, we recorded this over internet, and some of the sound is a little shoddy at times, but otherwise, I love the conversation. This is a great time. Want to give a big shout out to Super Source and Jason Ellis for supporting this league. There is a donation that he has made to this league that is going directly to the Giving Kitchen. We don't talk a lot about the Giving Kitchen in this episode, but the Giving Kitchen is the reason why we are doing this. They are here to help restaurant workers. I encourage you to go check them out at thegivingkitchen.org. They're doing amazing, amazing things. Just want to give you a little bit of a caveat, and I wanted to say happy anniversary to my lovely wife, Jennifer. We are celebrating 18 years. And I love you, babe. Let's jump in fantasy football right now. We're live. Here we go. 10 seconds in.
This is our first ever live show.
Yes, it is. This is a live show. If you are right now watching this, welcome to week 2 of the Nashville Restaurant Radio Fantasy Football League Conversation. I'm Brandon Still, and I am joined with Tony Galzin. What's up, Tony?
Hello. How are you?
I am wonderful. We are not in studio today. I am in studio. You are not in studio. Where are you?
You're in studio. I am in Chicago. I'm in Chicago for a wedding this weekend, attending a wedding. So yeah, I'm doing this from my hotel room. We're staying at the Thompson here in Chicago. I was gonna go down to the lobby, but it's a real small lobby. I didn't want to be a weirdo, so I'm in the hotel room. Our dog is with us. He's very small. He does bark sometimes, so if there's a dog barking in the background, that's what that's all about.
I think that's part of it. I think that's part of the whole fun of doing shows like this is we get it out there and we get it done. I think I have to start the show off and say that I'm a little humbled today because I lost last week to you.
To me.
To you.
And I points.
You what?
I scored like 95 points. It was a weak showing by both of our teams, I believe.
Yeah, I've got Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase who combined for 12 points. So that will be a losing proposition for me almost every time. My big blunder was I had Brandon Ayuk on the bench who got 32.9 points. You had Lamar Jackson not really pull a bunch through. Bijan Robinson had a pretty good game with 20 points. Tony Bijan Pollard, Bijan Robinson came through pretty strong.
You don't know what to expect from week one. And I think that there's like a trend too in the NFL that – because they don't do training camp as hard as like they used to, right? There's like absolutely like no contact between quarterbacks and stuff and receivers in training camp. They basically don't play preseason anymore. Preseason is just to figure out who's going to make like the 52-man team. So I think in the past few years, like a lot of people have started really rusty. Like Joe Burrow started the Bengals were 0-2 to start last year, and they look terrible to start this year. Now they're going to be like a Super Bowl contender. Everyone knows they are. And he's going to get more than 3 fantasy points. Lamar Jackson's going to get more than 6 fantasy points or whatever he had for me. I just think it's a slow start to the year for a lot of players, including our Titans and my Bears, which we can talk about later too. So.
Yeah, well, let's go over the picks from last week. Hurricane Ditka beat Beg Burrow in Steel. That was us. Congratulations, you are 1-0. Alyssa Gangeri and Chris Controversial Calls. She absolutely pummeled Hal Holdenbach from Lachlan Table. She had
What was her big player? See, I can't. I'll close the window. I can't look up the app right now. So you're gonna.
She had Tyreek Hill get her 44.5 points. Oh. Yeah, and yeah, also Chris Olave got her about 20 points. Yeah.
Yeah, look good.
And you had Hal with now Hal's gonna have a much better week this week because he had Jalen Hurts get him 12 points, And that was about it. He had TJ Hockenson as well give him 11 points. So he is starting off this week very strong with a strong performance last night. But he lost 130.18 to 72. That was a shellacking. Now, the heavyweight battle in week one was Pat Martin versus Team Goldberg. So Max Goldberg versus Pat or Wyatt Martin. And that one was close. 129.4. to 122.14. So Pat Martin leads the in a victory in week one. The big surprise this week for me, though, was Tandy Wilson.
Remember, I was looking at the thing, and going into Monday night, Pat's team was down something like 20 points, but he had Josh Allen and one other, and who's a receiver on the Jets? Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
And then I think it was so close because Allen had a terrible game. He threw three picks. Those are count as negative points.
Yes, they do.
And we all know that Aaron Rodgers is now done for the season. He played four snaps. And that actually probably affected Garrett Wilson's production a lot as well, because
Zach Wilson still threw him a touchdown.
Yeah.
Which is helpful.
But still, he only ended up winning by 7 points. So very close.
That is true. And he had Michael Pittman on the bench get him 24 points, and he still won. Max Goldberg had CMC, Christian McCaffrey, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Keenan Allen, his team did well. 122 points. He would have smoked both of us, but came up with an L in week one. Like I said, Tandy Wilson, who, you know, we were wondering, he's his first time doing this. We had the Battle of the Rookies from the Battle of Germantown. Team Fierce, which is Naima Walker-Fierce, she got 113.36 points. Again, she would have beat both of us. But Team Wilson with 145.16. He had Deshaun Watson go off, Austin Eckler go off, and, of course, he had the magic bullet for the entire week, which was Dallas's defense.
Oh, yeah.
35 points for Dallas's defense. That's really rare. Playing against Naima, who got 3 points for Pittsburgh's defense. Now, she drew the short straw there because Travis Kelce was her first pick, and he did not play. So it's a whole thing. The last team to play in week one was Alex Ballou versus Brian Baxter, the chef battle. Alex Ballou lost 87.84 to Brian at 95.24. You would have beat Brian. That would have been a damn close game, 95.66 to 95.24. But Brian Baxter, what's that?
We're going head-to-head this week. So,
well,
me and Brian.
Let's look at this week's matchups. I am up against Naima Walker-Fierce, and she had last night, she had Alexander Mattison and Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith went 4 catches, 131 yards, and a TD. 23 points. She's sitting at 28 points, and she still has Kelce on the bench, so I'm sure she'll set her lineup here before Sunday comes around. That's going to be a close one. I'm projected right now 123.6 to 114. That's going to turn around when she puts Kelce in.
Travis Kelce is back and also allegedly dating Taylor Swift.
I heard this.
Yeah. Do you think that's I think it can only help his fantasy production.
I watched a TikTok yesterday that was like 7 minutes long. And it was this woman who said, I think that Taylor's doing something sinister here. And she went through this conspiracy theory that was the funniest thing I had ever heard about how Taylor's an Eagles fan. And
isn't she from here? She's from Nashville.
Originally, she's from Pennsylvania.
Oh. Okay.
But she moved to Nashville when she was like, you know, 15 or, you know, 12 or something like that to pursue music. But right. She was from, I think, Pennsylvania. So apparently she's from Pennsylvania. Her grand scheme is I'm going to start dating him. And then a week before the Super Bowl, I'm going to ghost him. And then I'm going to show up. And she's going to be singing the Super Bowl halftime. And he's like, what are you doing here? And she's going to break up with him live in the middle of the Super Bowl. And then he's going to be crushed and he won't play the rest of the game. And then the Eagles will win.
Maybe.
I mean, there's a lot more to it, but I was cracking up at this whole conspiracy theory. It's so funny.
They're a weird couple. That is a, it's a, it's a very weird.
Do you know how it happened? Allegedly.
How did it happen? I don't. Do you know?
Apparently,
Caroline knows. Okay, Caroline.
Caroline, jump in. Tell us the story. Your story's probably better than mine.
Doing some work.
Let's welcome Caroline into the show.
Okay, hold on. She's coming over to.
You don't have to be on screen, okay, Caroline.
So apparently he went. I will not be on screen. I'm in my pajamas and I have a sleep blindfold on my head. He went to her concert and he made her a friendship bracelet that had beads on it that had his phone number on it, and he gave it to her. And apparently she like never reached out to him, and he was salty about it, and he was like giving an interview about it. And that was a while back.
Huh.
But now they're together.
But I thought
allegedly.
And supposedly his brother is married. Oh. And supposedly like his brother and sister-in-law were trying to set them up. They know her somehow.
Weird.
That's what I got, guys.
All right. All right. Cool. I knew we could count on you for
always
for a gossip, yeah.
Big time. And if you're out there listening, okay. We have a Demo27 has commented, and he said this is his lineup right now. Let's see if he has any recommendations. I don't know what the question is, Demo, but we will show it on screen. We'll see what we got here. He says this is quarterback is Josh Allen and Trevor Lawrence. We'll have to look at those matchups this week, who you think we should go with. James Conner, I've got him. CMC, Damian Pierce, Montgomery. Wow, he's got a pretty good – how many people in this league? Eight? Chris Olave, DK Metcalf, Debo Pittman, Drake London, Zay Flowers, and Kyle Pitts. He's asking who we think he should start. One quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, one flex.
Yeah. So the Atlanta offense is like notoriously drives fantasy football owners crazy because they have all these weapons, right? They have Drake London. He's got Kyle Pitts. They have Bijan Robinson. And none of them just like, they're all like on paper should just be this huge explosive offense that gets all these points. And Art Smith, former, you know, Titans offensive coordinator, is now the coach there. He likes to run the ball. They're like real run heavy and they grind out these wins and they just kind of play good D, and it's sort of like the Titans. He's just like remade the Titans with new players in Atlanta. And none of those guys get like huge stats. I think Drake London got like one or two targets last week. Kyle Pitts like has never had like a huge fantasy game. So I would, who else is this tight end? I guess Kyle Pitts. I wouldn't start Drake London until he does something.
I think Drake London's gonna do something. I would, if it was me going through this, I would definitely take Josh Allen against Las Vegas versus Trevor Lawrence versus Kansas City. I think James Conner and CMC are definite starts. You got to go there. I would go Olave and Metcalf. I would even maybe throw in Debo as your slot because to have Pittman, Drake, London and Zay Flowers on the bench is pretty nice. I mean, those are really good handcuffs, but I don't see you starting any of those over Olave, Metcalf, and Debo. I mean, I just don't see, although Pittman had a great week last week. What's that?
Who's Baltimore playing this week?
That's a great question. Hold on one second.
Sorry. If I look something up, then my audio goes away.
Yeah, no worries. They're playing Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, okay. Yeah, I actually had Zay Flowers on the bench. I moved him into my, I think, flex or starting wide receiver. I just think that I think Cincinnati's gonna start slow again. They didn't look great. They kind of got thrown on all over by Cleveland, which isn't like a super high powered offense. We still don't know what's up with their quarterback. So I think Zay Flowers would be a good start. I think he's going to be like a favorite target.
Absolutely. Thank you, Demo27, for the comments, letting us know. We're happy to, if you're out there and you have other questions, I don't know how great we are, but we're happy to entertain anything you got. All right. So let's get back to our matchups here. next matchup, and we'll get to yours, is Pat Martin versus Alyssa Gangery. Pat Martin versus Chris Controversial Calls. I love just saying that name. He had Justin Jefferson last night, and Justin Jefferson did pretty well. 11 receptions, 159 yards. Did not get the TD. But still, 25 points. He's starting the week off with a 132.7 to 120 advantage. I'm gonna lean on him to take this one out. She's looking at Geno Smith. Now she has Nick Chubb. Chigakonkwo is her tight end, and he didn't do one thing last week. And I think he's a great player, but I mean,
he did nothing.
Yeah, he's gonna be one. He has 0 points. He's gonna be one of those players that will do nothing week one and then score three touchdowns in week two. They do nothing week three, four, and five, and then maybe catch two passes week six, then seven passes week seven. They're not on week seven, but you know what I'm saying. Like, he's going to be so hit or miss.
All the Titans receivers obviously are dependent on Tannehill, who looked like
yeah. I didn't get to watch the game. I was at the
39. You didn't?
We're losing audio. The robots
You were at the Colts game.
I didn't get to really watch any football last week except for the actual game that I was at. I can hear you now. I went to the Colts and Jaguars game at Lucas Oil Stadium. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've never been to that stadium, but it's cool. It's a cool stadium.
Yeah, so I didn't get to see.
How was Anthony Richardson live?
He's a big dude. He didn't throw the ball very well. He ran the ball very well. It looked like he got back in the pocket and then would get flustered. Didn't look down. Didn't hit his checkdowns. His progressions didn't go very far. And he got the ball out quick because I think he was nervous. It was his first NFL game. So let's jump.
He's not really thrown anyone either.
No, I mean, Pittman. Like I said, Pittman had a decent game, but that was about it. And they rushed the ball like 1,000 times with Deion Jackson for like 10 yards. Richardson was by far the leading rusher on that team.
Yeah.
So Hal, who was in last place going into the week, is playing Tandy Wilson. We got Hal Holdenbach versus Tandy Wilson, the battle of the executive chefs this week. The chef owners are going against each other. Now, he had a terrible week last week. To start off, he is last place in the league right next to me. He has Jalen Hurts went last night and got him 25 points. He also had TJ Hawkinson get him 26 points. And he had A.J. Brown, too. If he had Devontae Smith, he would have guaranteed a win today. A.J. Brown with a 7-point performance, 4 receptions, 29 yards. Not great, but I'm liking Hal this week. Those are pretty two really nice starting way to start the week off. Tandy had nobody going last week. Hal's projected 130 points. Alex Ballou versus Max Goldberg this week. Alex had Addison last night, Jordan Addison, playing for the Vikings. He scored a touchdown, 3 receptions, 72 yards, and he's still projected, I think, to lose. Alex is. I think that Goldberg's team has the advantage here. Anytime you have CMC, I think he just scores at will whenever he wants. Can you hear me?
You're kind of breaking up. Your audio is spotty. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
I'll do head motions. I'll nod. Sometimes in the studio.
The cam sort of froze up. But I think we're okay. Okay.
Well, sorry for at home getting to deal with this. Not optimal to do over the internet, but that's the internet sometimes. That's what you deal with. So let's talk about your matchup this week. Yeah. You are playing Brian Baxter this week, Hurricane Ditka versus Butterfingers. You are projected to lose by 2 points right now. You had Dallas Goedert get you some points this week, which was nice. And you had Philadelphia's defense get you a little points. Now, he had Jason Elliott as the kicker. Hell of a game. 60-yard field goal.
Yeah. Like 15, 6 yard field goal. Yeah, my I dropped. Who was my? I had Baltimore defense, and then I swapped them out. I just didn't think that Minnesota would put up as many points as they did. So I added Philly defense, and they just got toasted. They gave up 28 points. I mean, they still won, but yeah, I got like 6 points for my defense. So that sucks. We need to make it up somewhere else.
I think you could. You got a favorable matchup in well, no, you don't. I thought that was the Giants. I was like, oh, Dallas is playing the Giants again. No, you got a tough matchup for Pollard against the Jets. Robinson looks – I think you'll be doing pretty well against Green Bay. Lamar Jackson's going to go off this week. And then Zay Jones is a coin flip. Breece Hall looked really good last week. You're not starting him this week. I don't know how you do start.
I don't know
what. I'd maybe put him in over Zay Jones.
I just know. Is my flex? Yeah, I just don't know. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen with the Jets? We haven't gotten a chance to talk actual. What happened in that? I think obviously the whole offense was meant to. I mean, we watched the Hard Knocks. They were so jacked, you know, in the show, you know, Saleh, their coach, Saleh's like, we got this guy. We're going to win now. Talking about Aaron Rodgers. They're like, we got the same defense. We got the same running back. We got the same receivers. All these pieces that were like Super Bowl contending pieces. And they're like, and now we get this guy. So now we're going to win. Now we're winners. And the whole team's like, yeah, we're fucking winners. And then 4 plays later, that's over. And now they're back with Zach Wilson. And I just don't – and now they're the same team. They're the same team as last year. I think Zach Wilson's a little better. I think he's better for just having an extra year. And then also I think it seemed like him and Rodgers formed a bond. And he actually improved some during training camp and the preseason. But still, it's Zach Wilson. I think they might go out and get somebody. So due to all that, I just don't know what to do with my Jets players. So I'm just going to sort of bench them for another week and then figure it out.
Well, if anything,
these are close games. I can't afford to lose any points, you know?
So. Yeah. I mean, I'd say with, if anything, at least they're going to run the ball more.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're right.
You know,
let's talk this out live on it.
Yeah. They're not going to throw the ball as much as they did before. I mean, obviously Garrett Wilson's an absolute stud, but if you have Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall, I mean, just pull that two-headed monster out and just do it. And that's going to give him more options as a quarterback. If everybody knows that they're going to run first, then the wide receiver's going to be wide open. So, I mean, I think that Breece Hall looked real good last week.
Okay. Maybe I'll throw him.
I don't know where we're at. Yeah, anything else? Any notes from last week? I mean, I think that Aaron Rodgers thing was huge. I mean, my heart breaks for Jets fans. Just a horrible situation.
It was a crazy first week. It seems like long ago, but that Thursday night game, obviously Kansas City unveiling their Super Bowl banner at Arrowhead, full house, everyone's crazy. You know, no Chris Jones, no Kelsey, but it's still, you know, he's still got Patrick Mahomes, still got, although their wide receiving core really looks bad. And Kadarius Toney dropped like 4 passes. So,
oh my God.
That for Lion, you know, the Lion hype is, I guess, real. So they came in, they handled business, they looked really good. Jared Goff looks really good. Their team just like solid. That was very surprising.
I think I love seeing how the narrative starts to create at the beginning of an NFL season. Because whatever you're, but by week seven, you have, by week three, you have perceptions of teams. Like, you know where they're at, what they're going to do to a degree. I mean, it's the NFL. These are professional athletes that you don't know. I mean, they're all amazing. But it's interesting how you start going, oh, wow, wait a minute. What about the Lions? Hey, what about the Browns? What are they going to do this year? Is Deshaun Watson for real? Is Amari Cooper going to be the guy? You know, like, you start seeing these narratives come up. And I thought that last night, I think that although the Eagles won, I thought Kirk Cousins looked pretty damn good. Dude, just throwing darts.
It was the stats. He got good stats. Yeah, they just couldn't. I mean, that Eagles team is still, they just close the deal. Oh, and
three turnovers in the first half. And think about if Justin Jefferson hadn't fumbled that ball.
I didn't get to watch the game last night. Oh. So we got into Chicago. I flew in at about 3, and then we went to dinner and stuff because we had so many. We've like every other day of this weekend is wedding stuff. So that was me and Caroline's night to have a little date night. So I did not get to. I wasn't even checking the score when we are on our date. It was really, really. I was trying hard. So,
hey, Demo's gone now, but he did leave a message. He said, "I'm interested in getting a better wide receiver too by trading Metcalf. It looks like the offense is not going to be as good as predicted with Geno. Not a good game, but we'll wait till week two and Zay Flowers. What do you think I'll be able to get with that package of DK and Flowers?" Again, this is his team, right? I think if you are willing to trade Metcalf and Flowers, I think you could trade up to get a TJ Hawkinson or, you know, a better tight end. Because I don't think Kyle Pitts is the guy.
Yeah, maybe tight
end. I mean, even if you have Olave, Devo, Pittman, London, I mean, those are still some great wide receivers. Maybe you can do a straight up Metcalf for a stud tight end. But I don't think he needs a better wide receiver too. I mean, you could
a little. They just. It's always like the position I have the least amount of confidence in is like the tight end. I'm like, you never know. A tight end can just like cherry pick touchdowns because they're kind of like the big body, you know, in the red zone, or they could have like one catch for 10 yards. It's just, you know, it's total feast or famine with tight ends. So I don't know that I would trade two really good receivers for a tight end. I might just sit on that for a few weeks and wait. It's too early to make one. Geno looked good in, you know, 14 to 17 games last year. He was really good, like above average, much above average. I think he's going to be fine this year too. Just signed a contract. He's stable. He's not really injury prone. So, I would just sit on DK and wait to see about Zay too, because last week I was just like, you know, I haven't seen enough from Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence to believe that he's going to be a top five quarterback this year, blah, blah, blah. And then he just made me look stupid. And what he did, they just like was slinging it all over.
He's
granted,
a star,
it was
man.
Against the Colts. Yeah, it was against the Colts, so, you know, we'll do that. But Zay Flowers looks like his, like, favorite target with a bullet, obviously. He's not – I think
Zay
he's wide receiver,
Jones,
too.
Zay Jones?
On their depth chart. But I would – oh, Jones. Oh, sorry, Zay Jones. Oh, he's got Zay Flowers. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's two Zays.
There's two
and
Zays.
I'm confused. I also have both of them on my team.
All right.
Zay Flowers, Baltimore, Zay Jones. Oh, sorry.
We kind of intended this show to be a 30-minute show. And we're at that 30-minute mark. We have a couple of picks. You, every single week, you are making a bet. You are betting a three-team parlay, and you are chronicling it. How did we do last week?
So my parlay lost. So it's a three-team parlay. I'm not playing against the spread, so I'm just picking winners. And it lost on the very first game of the season when Detroit beat Kansas City, and I had Kansas City to win. So that lost. Well, there we go. I'm back. I lost every leg of it. So I had Detroit losing. I had Minnesota winning, and I had the Bears winning, and every leg lost. Hold on.
I'm losing you, Tony.
We're gonna do a lot better. Okay,
there,
so
there you're back.
This one is
might be on my side. Sorry.
Just, like, you hear me?
Okay. I can now.
You should hear my audio, but the video's probably gone because I'm looking at the Caesars app. So
no problem.
Okay, so this one I picked favorites because I just need. This is just like a get me over fastball for a strike. I just need a win. So nothing, no upsets. These are pretty safe bets, I think. So my three team parlay is I have Kansas City beating the Jaguars. They're favored by almost 2-1 on that. They are road favorites, but I just think they're going to get right against Jacksonville. The Chiefs will not start 0-2. They have Chris Jones back. They have Travis Kelce back. So I'm going to go Chiefs to win over the Jaguars. And then I have the Lions. They are a home favorite over the Seahawks. I just think coming off that huge victory on the road, like I said, they spoiled Kansas City's Super Bowl celebration, went on the road, took care of business. I think now they're back at home. I think Detroit is going to be loud and really hard to play. And it did look like Geno and the team was struggling a little bit last week. I think it's going to be hard for them to play there. So I'm going to have Lions to win. And then I have the Giants beating up on the Cardinals that surprisingly put up some points last week, but ultimately lost to Washington, which is not a great team. So my three-leg parlay, Chef Special, Kansas City, Detroit, New York Giants, and that will pay out plus 192.
So you're putting 25 on that. What do you win if you win that?
Plus 192 is, let me go back and look, pays 73.
All right.
You get your bet.
Yeah. There you go. You'll be doing all right with that. All right. So then we're doing a weekly pick'em here in the on the podcast. Last week I picked Washington. Who'd you pick last week?
I did Jacksonville.
You picked Jacksonville. I picked Washington. We both won last week.
We did both win.
Who's your pick going to be this week?
All right, let me pull up the slate here really quick. Who are you picking? You go first. Because this is a really hard one. I was looking at it and and I couldn't really. I think I'm going to go Giants. I think my strategy is to pick against Arizona until that proves me wrong. I also placed a bet at the beginning of the season for Arizona to be the last winless team. Their schedule starts really hard. They have Josh Dobbs as their quarterback and kind of no one else on the team you've ever heard of.
so she's yeah. talking smack over there.
New York. She is talking smack. And then you could pick New York and then not have to ever pick New York again.
I think what Caroline was saying is you could just follow the Bears too. You just find out if you just follow the Bears, you could do the same theory, right? Is that what she said?
That is what she said. I don't know if I agree with that.
All right. I am going to take the 49ers this week against the Rams. I'm doing the same thing you're doing, but I'm doing it against the Rams. 49ers versus the Rams. They're a 7-point favorite. I'm going to jump on that train this week. So lock it in. He's got the Giants. I've got the Rams. This is a double elimination. We have not decided what the bet is yet. But there will be something humiliating.
The Rams looked really good, though. The Rams were, like, surprisingly decent last week.
Yeah, I'm still going to go with the Rams, though. I'm still going to go with the Niners.
Okay.
Until Christian McCaffrey gets hurt. That defense is pretty solid, too. They looked real good. With them Niners. All right.
I think it's going to be them, Dallas, going to the NFC Championship. That is my – those two teams look so good. So good.
Well, today is a opening day over at Chago's. We're doing just a light little thing. We're finally getting that ball rolling. We thought we were going to open last week. Did not open last week. Lots of frustrations going on in my life. Today is a good, good day. Excited about the weekend. Tomorrow is my 18-year wedding anniversary. I would like to say, I said it in the intro. I'm going to do a separate intro for this, but happy anniversary, Jennifer. 18 years of putting up with me, which is pretty fantastic.
That's a lot of patience.
been together 20 years, 18 years of marriage. So happy anniversary, nice. Honey. Anything you want to leave everybody on, Tony? We'll wrap this guy up and get you back to wedding festivities in Chicago. And anything you got? Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I'm excited for the Titans game again this week. We didn't really talk about them. My 1 minute thought on them is they really should have won that game. I feel like the Saints are a good team, and if you hold the opposing team to 15 or 16 points or whatever they did, you should win that game. I don't think Tannehill throws three interceptions again. I think they get Derrick Henry going. I think they get Hopkins going. So I do like them. I'm really looking forward to, because I got the Titans winning the division. I think they can do it. They just need to not shoot themselves in the foot, which they did last week. But we have probably one of the best coaches in the AFC. So I think he can coach up the squad. And Herbert didn't look so hot week one. So let's go Titans.
Let's go Titans. I'm with you on that. I would love. We always do well against the Chargers. Some reason we got their number. So. It is in LA or is it here?
I think it's at home.
Okay, good.
That's a lot of blue too. We got the two-tone blue. They're like a
blue and gold.
Baby blue. It's going to be a colorful matchup. Last week was crazy. The Chargers Dolphins. That was like, they didn't even look like real football teams. It's too much color on the field. That's my take.
I like that take. I love it. It's my favorite color, blue, so I dig it, man. Like most things I wear are that color blue. It just makes me smile. All right, I got a lot going on today. Thank you guys for listening. We will be back Monday on the regular Nashville Restaurant Radio program with David Berner from GFS, talking about trends, what he's seeing out there. So if you're an industry person, Monday is the day. You got to join us. Thank you for listening today. Tony, do you have like a fun, sign-off that you want to do?
Go Bears.
Okay. Beg, Burrow, and steal. Let's do it. May the injury bug not bite you this weekend. We'll see you next week.